Little history, back in 1952, my dad signed the original charter for the Alwood FFA. His signature's on there, and I remind dad of that too, of our, and talk to people about our background. It goes clear back to 1952 when my dad signed the charter at Alwood Schools.
Tell us some of your memories of being an FFA kid, and I know you can relate to the excitement, enthusiasm with this big crowd this week at the Bank of Springfield Center.
Absolutely. One of the unfortunate things I did not take advantage of was going to state convention. I was in FFA all 4 of my years at Alwood, served as secretary 1 year and treasurer a year, but I never made it down to the banquet. Dad always had chores for us to do, cultivating or walking bean fields or something, but here I am. This is about my 5th or 6th I've been to, and I enjoy it all the time. It's just so much fun to see the young people put together a program like this, execute it without any problems, and just demonstrate that the future of agriculture is great.
What were some of the biggest gains when you were a youngster in Henry County and some of your memories of wearing that blue jacket?
Well, I remember my first year as a freshman in the ag program. That's back when we used to have boar sales. And ag class, we went back, we spent all of our ag classes building gates for the big boar auction that took place at our bus garage. So that's a fond memory I have. I also have memories of competing in the, I served as president on our parliamentary procedure team, and disappointed I lost by 1 point from winning that, but it's just great memories of working together with other FFA members and filling out. Back then we called them record books, now they call them SAEs and all those. So FFA has come a long ways from when I was back in my late 70s going through FFA to where we are today with, you know, the inner city schools of Chicago participating in FFA. Not only the rural Illinois boys and girls, but the kids from the inner city are able to participate in FFA.